Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Kuf Lamed Zayin. And we are 9 lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Lamed Vav Amid Beis Esave Rabbi Yochanan L'Reish Lakers. So yesterday at the end of the daf, we began one of the more fundamental, one of the more Yisoidi Machloikis and Enshas, the Machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, whether Kinyan Peres Kinyan Akuf, or Kinyan Peros Lav Kinyan Adugof. As expected, this Machloikis comes up in many places in Shas. The context here in Perakei Shnoichlin is very much a Yeshnoichlin context, and that is, somebody gave his son a gift. HaKosev Nechasov Levonov. However, he doesn't want that the gift should be Chal entirely while the father's still alive, because he wants that as long as he's alive, he'll be able to use, he'll get the hishtamshus, the peros of the gift that he has. Stating that he also wants that it should go over to his children right now. Perhaps it's being Mavr Nachla, perhaps he's not. The point, however, is that he wants to give the gift to his children. He wants the gift, technically, to be Chal Achar Misa, so that he'll be able to use it as long as he's alive. Once he dies, at that point, the gift will transfer over to his children. To give a gift L'Achar Misa that we saw in yesterday's daf at length is something that you can't do. So the Mishnah said, there's a way to do it. The way to do it is, Tzorich Sheyichtov Mehayoyim, if the father would write a shtar and he would say that I'm giving you, my son, the gift right now, mehayoyim, I'm giving it to you so that the guf, the gift itself, will be chal today. The guf will belong to the sons. However, the peros, the schus hishtamshus, that won't be chal right now. That's something that will first be chal la'achar misa. The halacha is, it works. Stating that. What comes out then is that right now the father and his sons are really partners. They're shutfim in these nechasim. On the one hand, the son is an owner. He owns the guf. On the other hand, the father is an owner. He owns the peres. Mehayoyim, right now, the son has the guf. But at the same time, it's only la'achar misa that he's going to have the peres. So again, the son has the guf. He seems to own the underlying assets. But the father owns the peros. The father has the schus hashtamshus. Says the Mishnah, because there are two owners over there, each one of these owners, the father and the son, are going to have somewhat limited rights. The Mishnah said, ha'av in the yachad limkar, if the father wants to go ahead now and sell these nechasim that he gifted to his sons, despite the fact that he has a kinyan peros, he still can't sell it. Bipnei she'en k'suvim l'ben, because he already wrote them over to his sons. The son, if he wanted to go ahead and sell it, despite the fact that he owns the guf, he wouldn't be able to, because he has a partner. His father owns the peres. So just like if Reuven and Shimon were shutfin, if they were partners, one wouldn't be able to sell it without the consent of the other. You'd have to take a look at the operating agreement that the partners have, see what the details are. But everybody could understand that unless there's something written to the contrary, each partner would have to have a sign-off from the other partner before he's able to go and do something as meaningful as selling it. So too, here, it's the same exact story. When the father gives over the nechasim, mehayoyim ula'achar misa, essentially they became partners. The son owns the guf, the father owns the peres, therefore each one can't sell with the other one. Macharav, what if the father does sell it? Mechur nachayamas. The mechir is chal, the kinyan peres transfers over, but it's only up until he dies. Because once he dies, at that point, the son becomes the owner of the peres, just like he has been the owner of the guf, and he can now be moitzi the peres, miyad halakuchas. Machar ben, if the son sells it, ein lekech ben klunach yomasa of. Being that as long as the father's alive, the father has the peres. So if the son sells it, the mechira is not going to be chal until the father dies. Once the father dies, then the mechira is going to be chal. That is the Mishnah. Not such an easy Mishnah, but that is the Mishnah. The machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish picks up on this note, but there's just one extra layer to the story. And that is, what would happen in this case when a father wrote over Nechasov Lebonov? So the son owns the guf, he has the kinyan aguf, the father has the kinyan peres. The son went ahead and sold it b'chayav. What did the Mishnah say? Ein l'loikeach ben klum, achi yom asav. As long as the father's alive, The father has the kinyan peiros. The son is not a bailam on the kinyan peiros. He can't sell. What happens if umeis haben b'chayav? The son died before the father died. The question is, now that the father dies, does the loikeach get what the son sold him? Or does the loikeach not get what the son sold him? The Mishnah said, machar haben, ein loikeach bem klum hachiyamasa. But when the father dies, then the loikeach does get what the son sold him. The question is, what happened if in between, when the son sold and the father died, the son himself died? So when the father died, which is when the mecher is supposed to go into effect, at that point, the son wasn't alive anymore, says the Gemara. It's machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan said, loy kana lekeach. Rish Lakish said, kana lekeach. Rabbi Yochanan said, loy kana lekeach, because Rabbi Yochanan holds kinyan peiros ke kinyan aguftami. Rish Lakish said, kana lekeach, because kinyan peiros lav ke kinyan aguftami. Rabbi Yochanan says, in this shutfis, where the son owns the kinyan aguf and the father has the kinyan peiros, you know who the real Bailam is? May the real Bailam please stand up. It's the father. It's the one that has the kinyan peiros. He is the real owner over here. Being that he's the real owner, it comes out that when the son sold it, he didn't really have the ability to sell it. You know why, says Rabbi Yochanan, lekono lekeach at sheyamasav? Because it's dafka when the father dies that the son yarshins the kinyan peiros, or he gets the kinyan peiros based on the original matana, which was me'ayim alach hamisa. That's when the mecher could go into effect. It can't go into effect before the time that he has it. So when the father dies, now the son has the kinyan peiros and the kinyan agof. Now you can go ahead and sell it. But if the son dies before the father dies, that means the son never got the kinyan peiros. If he never got the kinyan peiros, Rish Lakish holds that in the case of a shutfis where one person has a kinyan peiros and the other person has a kinyan agof, you know who the real Bailam is? May the real Bailam stand up. It's the one that has the guf. The son is the real Bailam. Oh, if the son was the real Bailam because he had the kinyan agof, not the father who has the kinyan peiros, the son had it as soon as the father gave it to him. Now it's true, being that the father has the payros, the son can't sell it. But as soon as the father dies, the son was always the bailam. The son was always in the right. He was always able to sell it. So even if the son died, it doesn't negate the fact that the mecher was a good mecher. Thus, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if it was machar ben b'chayyav, umesa ben b'chayyav, loy kana lekeach, according to Rish Lakish, it's kana lekeach, it's just one, albeit. Not such simple application of this machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish kinyan peiros kinyan aguf or kinyan peiros lav kinyan aguf. The Gemara already in yesterday's daf mentioned that they argued in another context, a much lighter context, in sugya bikurim. Somebody buys a field, but he doesn't buy the field. He only buys the peiros in the field. Is he maybe v'koyra bikurim, or is he not maybe bikurim? So you can exhale for this case. Rabbi Yochanan says kinyan peiros kinyan aguf tami. If I own the peiros, yeah, I can say all the psukim that suggest that it's my field. If I have a kinyan peiros, I'm the real owner. Rish Lakish says lav kinyan aguf tami. The Gemara says, why do you need the machlokes in both places? The Gemara worked that out. Either way, Esedei Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, 9 lines from the bottom of Kuf Lamed Vav Amid Beis. Nichsei Lach, if somebody gives somebody a gift, and he says, I'm giving you my nechasim, v'acharecha, but after you die, I don't want that your Yarshim should get it, but rather Yireish Ploini. I want someone else to get it. So Ruvain, here's my nechasim, but after you, Ruvain, die, your sons aren't getting it. I want Shimon to get it. V'acharov, and Shimon, after you die, Yireish Ploini, I want Levi to get it. Meis Rishon, says the Braisa, Ruvain dies, Kana Sheni, based on the stipulation that the Noisei made, that's the way this plays itself out. Meis Sheni, after Shimon dies, Kana Shlishi, Levi is going to get it. Meis Sheni, B'chai Rishon, what happens if Shimon died before Ruvain died? So what was supposed to happen was, when Ruvain died, Shimon was supposed to get it. But now, when Ruvain died, Shimon wasn't alive anymore. So then the halach is, Yachsun Nechasim LeYarshei Rishon. So we had this already many times in the parak. The Nechasim go back to Yarshei Rishon. You don't say that being that the deal was, when Ruvain dies, Shimon gets it. When Shimon dies, Levi gets it. So if Shimon died, B'chaye Rishon, then maybe when Ruvain dies, Levi should get it. No, that wasn't the deal. The deal was Ruvain to Shimon to Levi. If it doesn't go Ruvain to Shimon to Levi, why isn't it going Ruvain to Shimon to Levi? Because Shimon's not alive when Ruvain dies. It can't go from Ruvain to Shimon. So then you don't skip and say, okay, then let it go Ruvain to Levi. The halach is it's going to go now, it's going to revert to the Ikar Seder of Yerusha, which is Yachzru Nechasim L'Yarshei Rishon. Freit, Rabbi Yochanan, why is it so poshut that the Nechasim should go L'Yarshei Rishon? If you're asking me, if you're asking me, you know who maybe should get it? Maybe the Yarshim of the Noisen should get it. Why? Because essentially what you have here is a Kinyan Peiris, Kinyan Aguf, Shiloh. Because when the Noisen gave this gift over to the Mikabel Rishon, who the Gemara is going to call, Ruvein, he was giving Ruvein L'chayra, the Schos Peiris. But the Guf itself, the Noisen retained for himself. The Gemara understands, you can use it, and then you can use it, and you can use it. I'm not giving it to you completely. But I'm only giving you a Kinyan Peiris. That's what the Gemara understands in the Havamina. I'm just giving you a Kinyan Peiris. Oh, I'm just giving you a Kinyan Peiris. That means the Noisen has the Mekabel has a Kinyan Peiris, Reuven, and then Shimon and then Levi, that's the way it's supposed to be. And the Noisen, the one giving the gift, he retained the Kinyan Aguf. Says Rabbi Yochanan, if when Reuven dies, who gets the Yerusha? Reuven's Yarshim. That means Reuven is the real Bailim. If Reuven's the real Bailim, it means Kinyan Peiris is Kinyan Aguf. Because although Reuven is an owner, he has the Kinyan Peiris. Who has the Kinyan Aguf? The Noisen. In Isa, Yurish Lakish. If you're right, that Kinyan Peiris is Lavki Kinyan Aguf Tami, then who's the real Bailim? The Noisen's the real Bailim. Li Yarshim Noisen mi Bailim. Should have gone over to the Yarshim Noisen. Amale. So he told him back, Yurish Lakish did Kvartirgum, Rav Oishia, Bebavel, Acharecha Shani. Rav Oishia already said Pshat and Bavel. I mean, Rav Yechon, Yurish Lakish lived in Eretz Yisrael. He said, this already in Bavel, the Chutzlaritz, they already answered this cash. It's an easy answer. The answer is, in this case, why are you assuming it's a Shail of Kinyan Peiris and Kinyan Aguf? Meaning, you, Rav Yechon, are making a huge assumption. Based on which you're asking Akash on what I said, you're assuming that when somebody gives someone a gift and says that you, Reuven, the gift I'm giving you, when you die, it should go to Shimon. And Shimon, when you die, it should go to Levi. That all the Noisen is giving the Mekabel is a Kinyan Peiris. They say, maybe he's giving him a Kinyan Peiris and a Kinyan Aguf. And he's telling him, when you die, the Kinyan Peiris and Kinyan Aguf should go to Shimon. And when Shimon dies, the Kinyan Peiris and Kinyan Aguf should go to Levi. Who said, Mehechi Teisi? Should we assume that this case of Acharecha is a case of Kinyan Peiros or Kinyan Hagof? Maybe he's giving the entire Kinyan over. Either way, you can't bring any rayas to Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish from the case of Acharecha. And the Gemara says, V'chein Romi, Rabba Barafuna, Kamed Rav, Rabba Barafuna asked the same kasha to Rav, Omar, and he said, Acharecha Shiny. But the Gemara says, V'tanya, I have a problem with that. Yachs, Ruli Yorshin, Noisein, I found another braisa. And you know what that braisa says? If somebody gives a gift to Reuven, Nichsei Lach, and then he says, Reuven, when you die, Acharecha L'Ploini, Shimon should get it. Not you, Yorshim, Shimon. And Shimon, when you die, Levi should get it. Not Shimon's Yorshim. What's the halacha? Same exact halacha. That if Shimon dies, B'chaye Reuven, instead of saying, Yachseru Nechasim L'Yorshe Rishon, we say, Yachseru Nechasim L'Yorshe Noisei. Meaning, I have a stira. I have one brisa that says that if the Sheni dies, B'chaye Rishon, Yachseru Nechasim L'Yorshe Rishon. I have another brisa that says that if the Sheni dies, B'chaye Rishon, Yachseru Nechasim L'Yorshe Noisei. Says the Gemara. You know what you have to say to answer this kasha? That really Rabbi Yochanan was right. When Rabbi Yochanan assumed that the case of Nichsei Lach V'Acharecha L'Ploini, V'Acharecha L'Ploini, it is a case of Kinyan Peiris, Kinyan Aguf. Meaning you're only giving the Kinyan Peiris, you're not giving the Kinyan Aguf. And this stira between the two braises, one braise says that if Sheni dies B'Chaye Rishon, so you don't say Acharecha now to the Shlishi, so it has to go to somebody's Yarshim. One price said it goes to the Yershei Rish. The other price says it goes to the Yershei Noisei. You know what the Shaila is? The Shaila is Kinyan Peiris, Kinyan Aguf, and Kinyan Peiris Lav, Kinyan Aguf. And it comes out that Enochinami, this Machloikis Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish, which is a Machloikis Amira, albeit G'dayle, G'dayle, G'dayle Amira, but it's Machloikis Amira, is really Machloikis Tanoim. Meaning these two prices seem to be arguing, and you know what they're arguing? Kinyan Peiris, Kinyan Aguf, Kinyan Peiris, Kinyan Aguf, Kinyan. The Gemara says, in fact, this precedence. There is another place in Shas where you find a Machloikis Tanoim, where the Kinyan Peiris, Kinyan Aguf, or not. Says the Gemara, the Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. Nichsei Loch, Vacharecha L'Ploini. Again, you have to hold cup today. If someone goes over to Reuven and he says, I'm giving you my Nechas. After you die, Reuven, it's not going over to your Yarshim. I wanted to go over to Shimon. The Yorad Rishon, Umachar, and then Reuven went, and Reuven sold the Nechasim. So again, same case. Somebody, we call him the Noisei, is going over to the Makabel Rishon, Reuven. He says, Reuven, I'm giving you a gift. What's then a gift? All my Nechasim. Wow. After you die, Reuven, however, I'm letting you know, it's not staying in your family. I've already identified who I wanted to transfer over to. I wanted to go to Shimon. Reuven, in the interim, he has this gift. He went, he sold it, took the money, va'achal, he va'pachke the money. The money's already gone. Says the Gemara, Hasheni moitzi miad alakuchas. After Reuven dies, Shimon can go to the lakuchas. The ones that bought the nechasa that was supposed to be his once Reuven died, they bought it from Reuven. He can go to them and he can take it back. Divrei Rabbi. Rishim Gamliel, Rishim Gamliel says, Ein l'sheni ela masha shayi rishin. No, you can't take it back. What's the shayla? Says the Gemara. L'chur, the shayla is the same exact thing. When the noisin gave the gift to Reuven, he gave him the kinyan peiros. Meaning, all he has is kinyan peiros. If I have kinyan peiros, does that give me a right now to go ahead and sell? Or does that not give me a right to go ahead and sell? Rabbi clearly says, you can't. Because you could sell it, but then when you die, Hasheni Moitzim Yad Alakuchos. Zoysay Meres, you're not enough of a Bailam to sell. Reb Shimon Gamliel said, Ein L'Sheni Ela Masha Shai Rishon. No, whatever Reuven didn't sell, the Sheni could take. But whatever Reuven sold, the Sheni can't take. Meaning, the one who had the Kinyan Peres was able to sell. Rebbe holds Kinyan Peres Lavka Kinyan Guftami. Thus he wasn't able to sell. Reb Shimon Gamliel holds Kinyan Peres Kinyan Guftami. Therefore, he was able to sell. In other words, this Machloikis, Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish, is a Machloikis, Rebbe, and Reb Shimon Gamliel. In this exact context, Nichsei Rach Vacharecha Laploini, like Rabbi Yechonon understood in his Anacha when he asked his Grace Akasha, Isvei Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish, is a case of Kinyan Peres Kinyan Guftami. And the machloek is Rebbe Reb Shimon Gamliel, whether if the Rishon sold, then he died. Could the Sheni be moitzi from the Lekuchas or not? Is Toloi in whether or not he was enough of a Bailam to sell? What would it be Toloi in? He had the Kinyan Peres. Is Kinyan Peres the Kinyan Aguf? Is the one that has the Kinyan Peres the real Bailam? Or is the one that has the Kinyan Aguf the real Bailam? But the Gemara says, Remini, I'm going to ask you a bomb kasha. Machloek is Rebbe Reb Shimon Gamliel, whether if somebody gives his nechasim over to Reuven, v'acharecha l'ployni, Reuven sold it, then Reuven died. Rebbe says, Hasheni moitz miyad al-kuchayis. The Gemara is a very nice explanation, because Rebbe holds kinyan peiros lafki, kinyan aguf, holds like Rish Lakish. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, ein l'sheni ala mashashayi rishon, meaning you can't be moitz miyad al-kuchayis, because Reb Shimon Gamliel holds like Reb Yechanan, that kinyan peiros, but Rebbe, I'll ask you a kasha, same case, same tanoim, but the seemingly opposite halacha. If somebody goes to Reuven and he says, I'm giving you a gift. After you die, I want Shimon to get it. So Rebbe says that Reuven can go and sell it. Shimon Gamliel says, no. All he has is the Paris. He can't sell it. You have a head-on stira between Rebbe and Rebbe, and Rishon Gamliel. In the first price, so what did Rebbe say? That if Reuven sold it, Hasheni moitzim yad alakuchos. Here, what did Rebbe say? Yoyrid Rishon u'moichav v'eichel. Go ahead and sell it. Here you said if you sell it, Shimon can take it away from the lakuchos. And in the second price, the Rebbe's telling you, yeah, go sell it. Knock yourself, not a problem. Just go sell it. Get a good price. Sell it. It's not an issue. Rav Shimon Gamliel said in the first price, Ein l'sheni ela mashashai rishon. That what does that imply? That the mechira is a good mechira. And what does Rav Shimon Gamliel say in the second brisa, Reb Shimon Gamliel says, "Ein l'rishna l'achilas peres bovat," which seems like you can't sell it. So again, kasha de Rebbe, de Rebbe, kasha de Rashbag, de Rashbag. Says the Gemara, it's not a kasha. De Rebbe like kasha halagufa halaperi. In one brisa, Rebbe was talking about the guf. The other brisa, Rebbe was talking about the peres. Rebbe says that yoyrid rishenu moicher. That's the second brisa, the peres, because he has the kinyan peres. In the first brisa, Rebbe said hasheni moitz miyad alakuchos, because there he was talking about the guf. And Rebbe holds kinyan peres is lavke kinyan aguf. The Reb Shimon Gamliel, is also like kasha halakatchila habediyavet. It's true. Reb Shimon Gamliel holds kinyan peres is kinyan aguf, and that's what Reb Shimon Gamliel holds, that if he goes ahead and sells it, the Rishon, the Mechira is a good Mechira. But at the same time, Shem Gamliel said, Ein L'Rishon El Achilus Peres Bovad, because the Katchilo, you're not supposed to sell it. It's only B'diyeved that you're supposed to sell it. Bottom line, the Gemara seems to be coming out that the Machloikis, Rebbe Reb Shimon Gamliel, is the same Machloikis, Rebbe Yechon Reish Lakish, where the Kinyan Peres is Kikinyan Aguf, or Kinyan Peres is not Kikinyan Aguf, number one. So, Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish, Machlekes Amiram, Rebbe Reb Shimon Gamliel, Machlekes Tanam. Additionally, the Gemara seems to understand, like Rabbi Yechonon did when he asked his Kashan Reish Lakish, that Nichsei Lach V'acharecha L'Ploini is a case where the gifter is only gifting the kinyan peiros, he's retaining the kinyan agov. Thus, how you view it in halacha, in the context of if the sheni dies b'chayei rishon, or if the rishon sells it, you would have to look at it in light of the machlokes kinyan peiros k'kinyan agov, or kinyan peiros lav k'kinyan agov. So the Gemara gets a little bit lighter from here until the end of the daf, until we start speaking out right. Omer Abaye, is that a rosh ha'arum? Abaye said, what's the definition of a rosh ha'arum? A clever bad guy. This is somebody that gives somebody advice to sell his nechasim, like Rav Shimon Gamliel. So somebody went and gave a gift to Reuven, and he said that Reuven, after you die, I want the gift to not go to your Yashim, but go over to Shim. So if Reuven sells it, according to Rebbe, Hasheni Moitz Miad Alakuchas. But according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, it's a good mechira. So if somebody goes over to Shimon and he says, Shimon, I'm learning the daf, I just came up with an unbelievable way for you to get something that ordinarily you may not get. You know that gift you got, you want it to stay in your family? It's not going to. Because after you die, Reuven, it's going over to Shimon. Sell it. Sell it. You have the money. At that point, you're out. Because the blach is like Reb Shimon Gamliel. So it's good advice. It works. But at the same time, you're a Rasha and you're an Aram. The Rashban says that the reason we're speaking so harshly about him is because this person that gave Reuven this Eitz HaDesal, he didn't even benefit from it. Unless he cut a back deal. But at first glance, he didn't benefit from it. Who benefited from it? Reuven benefited from it. So Reuven's not a Rasha, says the Rashbam. You know who's the Rasha? The person that gave the advice. The Ein Adam Chayte V'loi Loi. Says the Gemara, Amrab Yechon, Alach Rav Shem Gamliel. Alach Rav Shem Gamliel. Umayda, however, Shem Nasna B'matna Shchiv Mira. Loi Yasa Klon. What would be if Reuven didn't sell it? Again, somebody gave a gift to Reuven and he made it very clear. That's for you. Someone gave a gift to Reuven and he made it clear that Reuven, after you die, the possessions are not going to Yarshim, the possessions are going to Shimon. So we just said that Allah is like Reb Shimon Gamliel. That if Reuven sells it, at that point, the money stays in his family, Shimon cannot be Moitz Miyad Al-Kuchas. What would be if Reuven gave it away, didn't sell it, he gave a matna shchiv mera? He gave a matna shchiv mera. Says the Gemara, there already it's going to be different. There loy also loy klon. Why? My time. Amar Abaye, matna shchiv mera lekona lachamisa. Because the matna shchiv mera is chal lachamisa. And the second Reuven dies, farkod me'acharech, it goes over to Shimon. Zeh geshmak. But the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, hachi der Abaye, say the itma, we learned, matna shchiv mera me'im esay kono. When are you kind of matna shchiv mera? Abaye, amma im gemar misa. Right before you die. This is some of the things we were talking about yesterday. It happens not after you die, but before you die. So Rava, amma lachamisa, Rava said it's lachamisa. But Abaye said that it happens before you die, or at the same time, simultaneous to the Misa. The point is not afterwards, so the Acharecha doesn't kick in. So to the extent that we pass like Reb Shimon Gamliel, what's the difference if Reuven sold it, or if Reuven gave a matna shchiv mera, says the Gemara, Hodar Bey Abaye Me'ahi. You're right. You have to say that Abaye was chayzer from this last statement. That machlekes Abaye v'Rava, where Abaye seems to say, matna shchiv mera me'im asaykona im gemar Misa, Abaye retracted from that. So you're right, it's a stir in Abaye, but there was a before and after. Abaye was chayzer. What does Abaye really hold? He holds it's chal achamisa. If matna shchiv mera is chal achamisa, so the second Reuven dies, it automatically becomes Shimon. So that this patent of being a rosh ha'arum, of Reuven somehow being able to bypass the v'acharecha l'Shimon, only works if he sells it or he gives it as a matna zbari. But if he gives it as a matna shchiv mera, it's not fair. How do you know which one of these two statements Abaye was chayzer from? Meaning you have a steer in Abaye. How do you know he was chayzer from this? Maybe he was chayzer. The Gemara says, this time we learned to the Mishnah. If somebody gives his wife a get, and he says, I want the get to be chal imesi when I die. If he doesn't recover from this chayli. It doesn't work. Why? Because the assumption is that the get's going to be chal after he dies. Then get lachamisa. So what do you see from here? It's almost a mafurish mishnah that matna shchiv mera. That's the comparison. Happens lachamisa. If it happens lachamisa, so it makes more sense that that statement that Abaye said that every matna shchiv is not chal im gemar misa, rather it's chal achamisa. Just like by get, you don't look at it as if it's chal im gemar misa. Rather, you look at it as if it's chala achamisa, and it's not a get because then get lachamisa, and that's a mafurish mishnah. That's where you look in the matnash chivmara as well. Amar Rab Zera, Amar Rab Yechon, Allah Reb Shimon Gamliel. Again, the Allah is like Reb Shimon Gamliel. Va'afilu hayu bahen avadim. Even if the gift that the noisen gave Reuven were avadim, kenaniim, vaytzion mecheros. So the arrangement was, Reuven, you can have my avid kenani, you can have my slaves. After you die, it's not going to be it's not chal temoisim lefnechem acharechem. It's not going to go over to your children, but rather I want it to go over to Shimon. And Reuven freed the slaves. He didn't sell it. It wasn't a matnas chivmara. He freed them. The halacha is like Reb Shimon Gamliel. Even in this case, meaning he's freed mar pshita. Why should it be different? What's the difference if Reuven sells it or if he frees the slaves? I would have thought matziyam aleinu mevet yisro le'avinu lach kamashma. Because over here Reuven's doing an aver. Because we paskin like Rabbi Akiva. Other places in Shas, that lo'olamem tavoidu is a chayva. It's a mitzvah saseh. You're not allowed to free your Eved Kenani. If you're not allowed to free your Eved Kenani, when Reuven freed the slaves, he was over in Aveira. So I could have thought that there's some implied umdina, stipulation, that when the noisen gave the gift to Reuven, he didn't want that Reuven should do an Aveira with it. Kamash malon, it doesn't matter. Amr Rav Yosef, Amr Rav Yechon, Alach Rav Shimon Gamliel, va'afilu osan tachrichen l'meis. Even if Reuven made tachrichen l'meis, which would render the gift, the possessions, osir ba'ana, even there, the halacha is, they become osir ba'ana. Again, pshita. If we pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel, then seemingly, Reuven could do whatever he wants with it. He could sell it. He could give him matnas chivmara. If it's a slave, he can free it. If it's a beged, he can make tachrichen with it. The Gemara says, no. I would have thought, l'shavinu isurei ano lo yahavilach. Again, there's some umdana, there's an implied stipulation that the noisei never meant for Reuven to make it also ba'ana. Kamash malon, that's not the way it works. Dorish Rav Nachman bar Rav Chista. Esrik zen nasim l'chabim matano. What if somebody goes over to Reuven and he says, I'm giving you an esrik. V'acharecha l'ploidi. And when you die, this esrik is going to go over Yerusha to ship. Not loy rishon. In the interim, Reuven wanted to use this esrik for dalad minim. It was sukkis. The yatzabai banu l'machlekes. Rabbi Reb Shimon Gamliel. Whether or not he can use it or not is going to be totally the machlekes. Rabbi Reb Shimon Gamliel. How so? Because nichse lach v'acherech l'ploini is a kinyan peiros. If it's a kinyan peiros, is kinyan peiros a kinyan agov or not? Could Reuven sell the asterisk, or could he not sell the asterisk? It's a machlekes, Rabbi Reb Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi says he can't. Hasheni moitzim yad alakuches if you try selling it. Reb Shimon Gamliel said you can. So according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, that you could sell it, kinyan peiros, kinyan agov. You could also use it for dal min. According to Rabbi, that you can't sell it, kinyan peiros left, kinyan agov. It's not lochem, right? That's the magic word. It's not lochem, and therefore you wouldn't be able to use it for dal min. Freak the Gemara, maska flor of Nachum Yitzchok. God can't look the Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. It's true, Rabbi and Shimon Gamliel argued, but that's only chosom. El demar sova kinyan peiros, kinyan agov. Tami umar sova kinyan peiros, lav kinyan agov. Tami ela hocha. But over here, imepik loynafik. He gave it to him for something. What did he give him the esrik for? He gave it to him for peiros. Meaning, when somebody goes over to Reuven and says nichsei lach, he's giving him kinyan peiros. The shaila Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish is a lumdish shaila. The shaila Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi is a lumdish shaila. Kinyan peiros ki kinyan agof, olaf ki kinyan agof. But could we all agree that Reuven has a kinyan peiros? Of course, because if not, what are you giving them for? So obviously as a kinyan peiros. What's the peiros of an asterisk? They don't give fruit. The schus hishtamshus, which is use it for dalad minim. So you can't tell me some lumdis now that according to Reish Lakish, according to Rabbi, that kinyan peiros is lafka kinyan agov, you can't use it for dalad minim because it's not lachem. If I can't use it for dalad minim, then it's not lochem, so although ordinarily kinyan peiros is lafka kinyan agof, and ordinarily if I only have a kinyan peiros, it shouldn't be lochem, but here it's as if it's mefurish that I'm giving it to you, that it should be lochem, and everybody would hold then, you could be yoytzet for dalaminim. A very big kiddush. Says the Gemara, ela meipik tekuli amalai pligin the nafik pei. Everybody would agree you can use it. What then was the shayla machrayay achli? If you wanted to sell it, or you wanted to eat it, it's over there, that banu l'machlekes, Rebbe, V'Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, exhale. So before we go by, we have one of the more yisoidi machlokes in the Shas. Rebbe, Reb Shimon Gamliel, we know it as Reb Yochanan and Reish Lakish, kinyan peiros ke kinyan aguf, or Kinyan Peros Lav Ki Kinyan Aguf. And we had it here in three contracts. The first context was somebody's giving his children a gift. He wants that the gift should transfer over to his children right now. But at the same time, he, the father, wants to be able to use the gift. He should have the Kinyan Peros in it as long as he's alive. Let the guf be chal, be given over to the children. But at the same time, it should only be la'achamisa that they're going to get the peros. So the son, the children have the kinyan aguf. The father has the kinyan peros. There's a shutfis. Who is the real owner? Rabbi Yochanan says kinyan peros, kinyan aguf. It's the father. Rish Lakish says kinyan peros lafki kinyan aguf. It's the son. L'may nafkimina. Nafkimina would be if the son tries selling it b'chaya of, and then the son himself dies b'chaya of. Could the Mecher bichal, or could the Mecher not bichal? If the Lekuchais took it, could the father be moitzi from the Lekuchais, or could the father not be moitzi from the Lekuchais? Rabbi Yechanan holds kinyan peiros as kinyan aguftami. That means the real owner was the father. If the real owner was the father, that means that if the son never took ownership of it because he died before the father died, then he was never in the right, he was never able to sell it. Rish Lakish holds kinyan peiros as lafka kinyan aguft. That means the son was really the real owner all along. That means he had an ability to sell. He didn't need the father to die in order for him to become the owner. So, Mesa ben, b'chaya of, achakach, Mesa of, the mech is going to be chal. A second Yesh Neuchlin case was if somebody gives a gift. He says, Nichsei loch, achrechel aploini. The Gemara came out with maskana that each one of these mekabli matana really only has a kinyan peros. So if he goes there now and sells it, he gives a matna shchivmara. If it's an evan and he frees it, he makes it asabana. Is it chal or is it nachal? So, bano machleikis. Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish. It's the same exact machleikis. Because the noisein has the kinyan aguf, the mekabli has the kinyan peros. If kinyan peros is kinyan aguf, if you're the real owner, you can do whatever you want with it. Which was the opinion of Shimon Gamliel. Because he held like Rabbi Yechonan. That kinyan peros is kinyan aguf. If the noisein, the kinyan aguf is the real owner, that means the mekabel would not be able to do whatever he wants to do with it, which was the opinion of Rebbe, because he held kinyan peiros is lav ki kinyan aguf. The third context in which we had it in our sugya, the lightest context, was if somebody buys a field for its peiros. So really all he has is the peiros. It doesn't have a kinyan in the guf, he just has the peiros of the field. Maybe v'kayra b'kurim, or is he not maybe v'kayra b'kurim? According to Rabbi Yechon, kinyan peros kinyan aguf, he's maybe v'kayra b'kurim. According to Reish Lakish, kinyan peros is lav kinyan aguf, he's not going to be maybe v'kayra b'kurim. Here's the shaila. The shaila is according to Rabbi Yechonon that holds that kinyan peros is kinyan aguf. So the real owner in the shutfis is the one that has the kinyan peros. Let's talk about the Yesh Neichon case. The father gave a gift to his children. So the children have the kinyan aguf. The father has the kinyan peros. According to Rabbi Yechonon, kinyan peros, kinyan aguf. Who's the real owner? The father's the real owner. What does the son have? Does the son have anything? The one that has the guf, not the one that has the kinyan peros. Does he have a real kinyan over here, or does he not have a real kinyan over here? According to Reish Lakish, the son, the one that has the guf, he is the bailam. But according to Rabbi Yechon, that the bailam is the one that has the kinyan peros. Well, how do we look at the son? Do we look at his kinyan aguf as being something, or do we not look at his kinyan aguf as being something? Say the achrayim if you're Ma'ayin, heitev barishainen. It would seem to be a machoikis rishainen. The Yad Rama in our sugya says a gevaldig chiddush that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the one that has the guf really has no bialis. He has zero kinyan. He has zero ownership in this. It's not a shutfis. Reuven and Shimon, I own, you own. No, the kinyan peiros, which is kinyan aguf, that person owns everything. He represents 100% of the equity interest in this asset. The one that has the guf has 0% equity interest. What does he have? He has a schos. He has some abstract schos that says that at some point, like in this case, when the father dies, then the son's not Peteris Yerusha, but Peteris Mehayoyim Ulach Hamisa, this matana, is going to end up getting the payers. But because he is the Baal Kinyan Aguf, that somehow merits him a schus peres. But in terms of having a Kinyan, he happens to have zero Kinyan. The Rimagash argues. The Rimagash says that even according to Rabbi Yochanan, the one that has the Kinyan Aguf has a real Kinyan in the karka. He doesn't just have a schus. Stating that, Rabbi Yochanan holds that Kinyan Peres, Kinyan Aguf, means that the Baal Kinyan Peres is kinyan is a much more festive kinyan than the kinyan of the Baal Kinyan Agof. So as it relates to all the shailas and halacha, chayish mishpat shailas, you would look at the Baal Kinyan Paris as the real owner. So the Baal Kinyan Paris, he could sell, he's maybe vakaira, the Baal Kinyan Agof not. But it's not the taich that the one that doesn't have the Kinyan Agof doesn't have anything. Avada, the one that has the Kinyan Agof, has something as well. His kinyan, however, is not olim, as is the kinyan of the Baal Kinyan Paris. Thus, that's where it manifests itself in all these different areas in halacha. So we have a very yisoidi shayl over here. Machlokes the Yad Ramah and the Rimagash. According to the Yad Ramah, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds kinyan Paris ke kinyan Agof, the only owner is the one that has the kinyan Paris. The one that has the kinyan Agof has zero ownership. According to the Rimagash, it's not true. Even the one that has the kinyan Agof has epis vasa kinyan. It's not on the same level as the kinyan of the Baal Kinyan Peres. Thus, you have all these nafkiminas lahalach. The emes is, it would seem to be a mefurish atoysfis. Atoysfis in Mesechtes Yevamis, Perek Acholetz, Daf, Lamed Vav, Amid Beis. A very, very important toysfis. Toysfis asks a bomb cash, the Halton Cup. So we had a Mishnah. Akoysef Mechasov Levanov, Me'ayoy Melachamisa. How do you interpret it? The kinyan Agof goes over to the sons. Today, the kinyan Paris is going to happen on Chamis. If the son goes and sells right now what he got from his father, what's the halacha? The halacha is that when the father dies, the mechir is going to be chal. As long as the father's alive, ein lekech klum. Why? Because what are you selling essentially? You're selling the schos achilas Paris. The father has the schos achilas Paris. But as soon as the father dies, at that point, who has the schos achilas Paris? The son has it. If the son has it, at that point, it's going to be chal. What happens if before the father died, the son died? So the son sold the field, then the son died, and then the father. That's banu l'machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Rishlakish. There, Rabbi Yochanan holds kinyan peiros, kinyan agufta on me. He says that the mecher is not going to be chal at all. Ha'av will be meitzim yad al kuchais. You know why? Because who was the real owner? The real owner was the father. If the real owner was the father, had the son sell it. So bishloima, if the son sells it, and then the father dies, and the son was alive when the father dies. So the son yarshened it. Oh, the son yarshened it, then the mecher could be chal. But if the son died before the father died, he never yarshened it. He didn't have it to sell l'kat chila. He died before he ever yarshened it from his father. So how in the world is the mecher going to be chal? Frank Toysfis, a gewaldige kasha. If you're telling me that Rabbi Yochanan holds kinyan Paris k'kinyan Agof tami, that means in this context that when the son sold it, he wasn't the bailin. So even if the son doesn't die before the father dies, even if the father dies first and not the son, it still should be chal. Because at the end of the day, when the son sold this nechasim, he didn't own it. You can't sell something that you don't own. Can I sell something I don't own? Even if I say that I don't want it to be chal now, I want it to be chal in a year from now. Cheers. If I don't own it today, not only can't you create the chalois kinyan today, you can't do the maisa kinyan today either. And Tosfos says, if you're not sure, it means you forgot bava metzia, daf tezayin amud beis. Ha'oimer mashe irish me'aba mocher l'cha. If somebody says, I want to sell you what I'm going to yash for my father one day, it doesn't matter. Even after 120, the mechaz nachal. You know why? Because we passing like the chachamim in other machne dover shaloi baloilom. So this is a classic loy baloilom. If Rabbi Yochanan holds kinyan Paris k'kinyan Agof, so you don't look at the son who only has a kinyan Agof as being a bailin. Who's the bailin? The father, because he has the kinyan Paris. And that's why if Mesa ben b'chayya of the mechaz nachal, then even if loy Mesa ben b'chayya of the mechaz shouldn't be chal. Because at the end of the day, when the son sold it, he didn't have it. Now it's true, he didn't want it to be chal now. He wanted it to be chal when he will have it, when he'll be alive and his father dies. But that's masha iresh me'abo, mochalucha. And Allah says it doesn't work. Because it's a gevaldig kasha. You can't make sense of Rabbi Yochanan. Zok toises v'yesh loyma. You have to say the legabi hochi loy olim kinyan peiros levata legamri kinyan agof. You have to say that although Rabbi Yochanan holds kinyan peiros kinyan agof, it's not the pshat that the one that has the kinyan agof has zero kinyan. Loy olim kinyan peiros levata legamri kinyan agof. V'kivan de l'b'seif as yisodu le'aben chashuv mochar. Tosfos says it's mochar what the Rimagash said. You have to say that Avada, the son who has the kinyan agof, has a kinyan. It's not Masha Iresh Me'aba. Masha Iresh Me'aba is the taich. I have nothing right now. One day I'm going to have it. So I want to sell something that I don't own. It should be chal kishe Iresh. That doesn't work. But this is not a loy b'loylam. You know why? Because I have an ownership. I thought you hold king and peres, king and agur from Yechanan, and I don't have the king and peres. It's true. I hold you're not the ikra b'loylam. And in most areas in halacha, we're not even going to look at you as a b'loylam. The one that has the king and peres, the father, he's the b'loylam. But as it relates to this halacha, you want to tell me you're a masha iresh mi'aba fazoy v'aynish? Because epis a kinyan you have. The way the achrenim explain it with the lumdis is that the kinyan haguf makes it like a dova shaloi bala oilam alibdera meir who holds other matna dova shaloi bala oilam. Try to think about that. But either way, it's enough of a kinyan that we shouldn't look at it as a loi bala oilam. So it's for that reason that if the son sells it, it's true, it can't be chal net. But if once the father dies, it could be chal. Because if a zivite, we don't look at it as a loy baloylam. But it's only true if the father died before the son. But if the son died before the father, then he never took full possession of it, so there was no way for the mechah to be chal. And it's all because Rabbi Yechanan holds that kinyan peres kikinakov. There's another mahalach to answer this kasha. That's the Ramban in our sugya. The Ramban says a gevaldig chiddush that me'ayoyim ulachamisa. The way it works is it works on my freya. That once the father dies, lima freya, the son ends up getting not only the kinyan agof, he gets the kinyan peres as well. Avni Melum talks about it, and Simin Sadik, Oysu Gimel, if you want to look it up inside, it's a very big chiddush that it should work lima freya. Pashtus says it definitely doesn't work lima freya. But either way, in kamakoy milaharach. That's one very important taisvis in the sugya machlekes Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. There's another very important taisvis. And that important taisvis is in our sugya, kuflam edvav on the days. It's also mesechtes ksubis, daf nunam adalam. So it's a hard daf, let's make it a little bit harder. So we're familiar with the takonis misha. They're mentioned in Shas, ksubis, mentes on the days, ksubis, daf nunam adalam. Some of them are light. Hamavazvez, al yavazvez, yosem ichaimish. But some of them are a little bit more complicated, such as, om Rabbi Yechon Rabchanino, ba'usha hiskinu, ha'isha shemachra b'nechse miluk b'chayim b'ayla. A woman who sold her nechsim alug while her husband was alive. Umesa, and then she died. So we're familiar with nechsim alug. Nechsim alug is nechasim that a woman brings into her marriage. So it could either come in the form of nechsim, it's like barzel, nechsim alug. In the form of nechsim alug, the halacha is that the woman is considered, she maintains title to the principal, to the keren, the underlying asset that she brought into the marriage. However, habal oichel peiris. Habal oichel peiris. So the halacha is that if a woman wants to go now and sell her nechsim alug, as long as her husband's alive, it's not a good mecher. Why isn't it a good mecher? Because the owner of the peiris is the husband. The husband has the kinyan peiris. How could she go ahead and sell it? Her husband has the kinyan peiris. At the same time, if the husband wants to sell it, the mecher could be chal, but only as long as he's alive. Once he dies, now the schus peiris reverts back to the woman, because that's her kinyan agof, it's the schus for the peiris at some point. So the halacha is, at that point, it's going to go back to the woman. What would happen if a woman sold the nechsim alug b'chaye b'ayla, and then she died? So the halacha is, habal moitzim yad alakucha, is the husband would be able to go and take it miyad halakuchos. That was the takonas usha. Freik tais v'sakasho. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that holds kinyan peiros, kinyan aguf dami. Why is this a chiddush? Why did the Sanhedrin and usha have to go and institute this takana? What would be the havamin otherwise? Why shouldn't it be that way? The isha owns the kinyan aguf. The husband owns the kinyan peiros. So if she went and she sold the guf, and then she died, b'chaye b'aylo, that means she never took full possession. It's like the son that sold b'chaye of, and then the son died. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? Kinyan peres is kinyan aguf. Who's the real owner? The father. And therefore, the halacha is that any mecha that happened, the av would be able to be made to miyad alakuchas. When is the son's mechira good mechira, according to Rabbi Yechanan? Only if the father dies before the son. But if the son would ever die before the father, being that he never was the owner, because all he had was the kinyan aguf, the father had the kinyan peres. Kinyan peres is kinyan aguf, so the father is the real owner, so the mecha was never chal. So if the son died before the father died, the mecha is not going to be a good mecha. It's the same exact thing over here. The woman has the kinyan aguf, the husband has the kinyan peres.
So it's true that if the woman sells it and then her husband dies, so there's no kinyan peiros in the way anymore, then it'll be chal. But if the woman died before the husband died, she had no ability to sell it. So I don't understand why you need the takana zusha. It's posh. This is a class. This is kinyan peiros, kinyan aguf 101. And we just learned, it's our sugya, Perikei Shnoichlin, where you see that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the king of Peres, the king of Aguf, if the Baal Aguf sells it and then he dies, the Baal Peres can be Moitz Miyad Al Kuchis. That's what Usha said. So Tosfos says in Ksuvah Staf Nun, Enochinami, Alibid Rabbi Yochanan, Dama king of Peres, the king of Aguf, Dami, Loitzrich Letachonas Usha. It wasn't necessary. Elele Reish Lakish. It was only Nageya according to Reish Lakish. Tosfos another Terence. But here above the Astra, Tosfos says a Gevaldigi aside. Says Tosfos, Inami. Or you have to say, Hassam, over there. Tap Tosfos on Kuf Lamed Vav Amid Beis. Kinyan Peres the Baal. To Lehavi Elamid Rabbanon. V'lei matzuchi lichtei me'ayoyim, v'lei havi ki kinyan agof. V'kach itzruch takana susha. There's a chilek between the kinyan peiros that a husband has in his wife's nechzim alug and the kinyan peiros of the machloikis Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. It's true, at first glance, it seems like a good sushtel, a layup. You have the machloikis Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, kinyan peiros, kinyan agof. You have nechzim alug. She owns the gof, he owns the peiros. Who's the real owner? Should be telling machloikis Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Taisus from this Gemara Ksuvis, from the fact that he needed a takanas usha according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's clear to me that even Rabbi Yochanan that holds kinyan peiros is kinyan aguf, that's an ordinary kinyan peiros, kinyan aguf. But this case is going to be different. This is not a classic, it's not the quintessential kinyan peiros, kinyan aguf. This kinyan peiros that the husband has menachsel lug is going to be different. What's the pshat? So if you remember, it's been a while, but we learned Masechtas Ksuvis, the back prokem in Masechtas Ksuvis, Isha Shanaflu, Hakoisev, we spoke out this raid many times, and that is the Tzmevur, in Kama Vakama Mekoimois, that the Schus Peres that the husband has, Benechse Ishtoi, is a little bit different. And I'll bring you two other rayas. One raya is if a woman brings into her marriage Behemois, which in Masechtas Ksuvis would be referred to as Behemois Milog, and then the Behemois have children. So who owns the behema? The isha. That's the principle. That's the care. Who owns the vlados? The husband owns the vlados because that's the peiros. Hagoine vlad behemas melug. If somebody goes ahead, gana, and he steals it, mishalim tashlume kefil. So if I asked you, ask the man on the street. You won't know what you're talking about. But ask the man on the street. Hagoine vlad behemas nechsem melug. Who do you pay kefil to? So you think, of course, the man. He owns it. The halach is mishalim tashlum kefil isha. Fregen dachroinim, Reb Shlomo Haiman, Reb Ruvain, Reb Shach, Reb Elchanan, Reb Meir Simcha. I don't understand why are you giving it to the man? Why are you giving it to the woman? You should give it to the man. He owns the peiros. Vaisachoyis, he doesn't really own the peiros. He doesn't have a real kinyan peiros. Another raya. The Gemara says if a woman brings behemos milug into a marriage and they have children, and then the children have children, v'chol yoytzach halutzav, now you already have doiris. So who owns the neck? Who owns the enaklach? The third generation fed. Who owns that? So it's the Gemara. Peira tekinale rabbanon. Peira de peira? Like tekinale rabbanon. Fregan dachreinim, why not? If he owns the peiros, why should he have the peir of the peiros? So, oh my chich, from here, the feist doesn't have a real kinyan peiros. What he has is a schus to eat the peiros. Exactly what the nusach you use when you're sitting in yeshiva. But the point is, he doesn't have a real kinyan peiros. Because if he had a real kinyan peiros, he would be the bailam at least on the peiros. Everybody agrees he would be the bailam on the peiros. You want to tell me to kinyan aguf? Okay. But the kinyan peiros he for sure would have. So he'd be entitled to the kefil. He'd be entitled to the peiros of the peiros. And you see, he's not entitled to the kefil, and he's not entitled to the peir of the peiros. Thais says he doesn't have a real kinyan peiros. Says Rameya Simcha Mo'od Matim. That's this Thaisus right here. Thaisus has a raya from the Takonis Usha that kinyan peiros of the Baal is lafki kinyan aguftami, even according to Rabbi Yechana, it's because he doesn't have a real kinyan peiros. But Rameya Simcha says, I have one problem. I found the Mefurisha Gemara, it's in Bava Kama, it's in Perek HaChayvel, where the Gemara says clearly that the husband's kinyan peiros that he has in Nechsem Elog, if you want to understand how much ownership he has, Bodul Machloikis, Rabbi Yechana Reish Lakish. It is telling Rabbi Yechana Reish Lakish. So says Rameya Simcha, what's going on over here? On the one hand, I see you needed a takanas usha, like Tosfos is mechiach that the kinyan peiros that the husband has not a real kinyan peiros. And there's all this yeshiva charade from the fact that he doesn't get the kefil, peir the peir, there's many other eyes as well. But then again, the Gemara does make it tell you machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Zokr meir simcha, b'lashoynei azov, gevaldik.
there was a before and there was an after. It's true. Before the takanas usha, the metzias was that the husband's chus peris that he has an achsav was not a real kinyan peris, and that's precisely why we needed a takanas usha. What was the kash? Why need takanas usha? The husband, anyways, has the kinyan peris, and kinyan peris is the kinyan aguf dami. And for Tosfos, that we needed takanas usha. Because it's very easy to look at the kinyan peiros that the husband has a little bit different. But that was all koydim takana usha. But once the chachamim made a takana usha, you know what the takana usha was? It wasn't just one abstract halacha. Ha'isha shemachra nechsam l'b'chaya b'ayla u'meisa b'al moitzvi ad ha'lekuchas. Why? I don't know. Kacha. There's a halacha v'tzara zerva and there's that halacha. No. They were saying alumdis. They were redefining the kinyan peiros that the husband has, benachsam alug. Whereas previously, the understanding was that all he had was a schus achilus peiros. Now, mikanu lahaba, la'achat takanas usha, it all flips. Now it's a real kinyan peiros. It's a kinyan peiros in the Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish sense. So that gemara in Perak HaChayvel, where it's mavur, that the husband's schus peiros that he has in benachsam alug, and that's totally in the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, that was post takanas usha. There was pre takanas usha. And it was post-takana susha. So all this raid, says Dar Sameach, where it's before that the husband's achilos peris, schos achilos peris that he has, it was pre-takana susha. This was all post-takana susha. Just finish with one other point, and that is, if somebody wants to buy a field today, not a koisav levnoi me'ayoyim olachamiso, nichsei loch v'acharecha leplayni, we're not dealing with nechsem, look, somebody walks, he's buying a piece of real estate, he wants to buy a field. Does he have to make a special kinyan on the guf and a special kinyan on the peris? Kinyan Peres, Kinyan Aguf, what's the Iker? So in Yeshiva they say, oh, for Rav Shimon Shkop, that it's Pasha, you don't have to. Avad, all you have to do is make a Kinyan in the Guf. Once you make a Kinyan in the Guf, the Peres are going to come b'memela. The only reason there's a whole sugi, Rav Yechon Reish Lakish, Kinyan Peres, Kinyan Aguf, that's because somebody went ahead and he bifurcated it. He took a knife and he cut it. He said, you're getting the Guf, you're getting the Peres, or I'm keeping the Peres and you're getting the Guf, or I'm keeping the Guf and you're keeping the Peres. But somebody sliced it and diced it. But without a proactive move on the behalf of somebody, it's poshet. He who has the guf has the peiros. It's something that comes with mail. Shimon said that afkamida would be if two people, Reuven and Shimon, one has the kinyan guf and the other one has the kinyan peiros, and the baal kinyan peiros was mafkir the peiros. Says Rav Shimon, it's poshet that the one that has the guf will memela get the peiros. Nobody can be zeichem in a hefker. The baal guf wouldn't have to be zeichem in a hefker because there is a thought that if you own the guf, you be memela own the peiros. It's something that you get automatic. It's dafka where somebody lahed you went ahead and cut it where that halacha is not negeya. But otherwise, that halacha would be negeya. Either way, this is a little tayamel, little drop in the bucket to one of the more festive sugyas in Shas. Kinyan peiros ke kinyan aguf, or kinyan peiros lav ke kinyan aguf.